Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, February 2nd, 2012. It's the second, right? Maybe it's the third. It's the third, 2012. See, I checked and I corrected my facts. It's very important to do. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and just to let you know, we will most likely not be having podcasts next week because I will be on a plane. So if life permits, maybe I'll write down notes and record something while in the air, but I don't know if connectivity is going to be very nice to me in that time period, so don't count on it. Let's get started with the news. Last weekend at the movies, The Grey was number one with 19.7 million, followed by Underworld Awakening, 12.4 million, One for the Money, 11.5 million, Red Tails, 10.4 million, and Man on a Ledge with $8 million. New this week, The Woman in Black, Chronicle, Big Miracle, The Innkeepers, and some other limited releases. Other stuff, what do we got for news? The Hunger Games is going to launch on IMAX screens on March 23rd. What is The Hunger Games? Well, odds are your daughter, girlfriend, or wife know all about it. It's a dystopian future where kids fight to the death on TV, basically. It's kind of like The Running Man, but with young people. There's more to it than that, but that's my short version. Adam Sandler has been attached to the Candyland movie. Robert Smigel is in talks to rewrite the script, which certainly sounds interesting, to say the least. Kevin Bacon is set to star in a new TV pilot for Fox as a serial killer ex-CIA Manson family guy. The Office's Mindy Kaling has reportedly signed on to a new Fox pilot. Recently, NBC was talking about a Dwight Schrute spinoff of The Office, so what that basically means, it's entirely possible, but no one's really sure that The Office might not be coming back next year. The CW will be doing a new Green Arrow series, and the comic hero will be played by some dude named Stephen Amell, or Amell, or A-M-E-L-L, if you want to look it up. DC Comics announced a new Watchmen prequel this week. So far, it seems to be several miniseries focused on individual characters, spanning, at least by my count, based on the news, 34 issues. 34. A piece of original Bill Watterson artwork is up for auction and is from the cover of a 1989-1990 Calvin and Hobbes calendar. Licensed merchandise based on the characters are pretty rare. It's up to $17,000 as of yesterday and is being sold by Heritage Auctions and will be up for another 3 weeks. The Tenacious D album Rise of the Phoenix is new and is coming in May, and they haven't done much in 5 years, so this is kind of news. Also in the news, Soul Train's Don Cornelius was found dead this week. Also, actor Ian Abercrombie died. He was best known as Mr. Pitt on Seinfeld, Bill McNeil's butler on News Radio for you comedy nerds, and he was Palpatine and Darth Sidious on The Clone Wars. He's done a lot. I mean, it's like, if you need to hire an English guy, this is probably who you'd hire, just because he's great and he can do anything, and he was fantastic. You've probably seen him in things, even if you don't recognize the name. So, see you on the other side, Don Cornelius and Ian Abercrombie. I need a better sign-off. It's not really easy to talk about dead people, but they had good careers, and it's worth looking up their stuff. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to save on diecast vehicles. Buy one, get one, 20% off. You can get A-Team vans, you can get Ghostbusters Ecto-1, Hot Wheels cars, Star Trek vehicles, and much more. So go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to save on diecast vehicles today, and you'll be the coolest kid in school. Probably. I don't know where you go to school. Okay, what's in the toy news this week? Biff Bang Pow went nuts and announced a ton of new things this week, including $6 Million Man and Battlestar Galactica. Their list is as follows, and you can find pictures or mock-ups of all this stuff on entertainmentearth.com. Dexter, Dark Passenger, 3¾-inch action figure. The Twilight Zone, Henry Bemis, bobblehead. K-9, Doctor Who bobblehead. Doctor Who TARDIS playset with K-9 action figure. Scale to your Mego figures. Battlestar Galactica, Lieutenant Starbuck, and an android sister. Battlestar Galactica, Cylon, and Captain Apollo. $6 Million Man, Steve Austin with Bigfoot. Bigfoot is the Andre the Giant version, as debuted at New York Comic Con. And Oscar Goldman with a Fembot. And who doesn't want a good Fembot? I do. The site Ninja Pizza has tons of 2012 TMNT product up, including classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. These are kind of a hybrid of the original 1980s figures and the original 1980s cartoon. With lots of articulation, and let's be honest, I'm probably going to buy these, because who doesn't want these? They look nice, there's lots of new ones, the entire collection looks great, there's a new giant sewer playset. If you like Ninja Turtles, this is a good year for you, and actually, toys as a whole this year are looking fantastic. I mean, I got more stuff to talk about today. There's stuff we're not ready to talk about yet, but let's just keep going because there's good stuff. LordOfTheRings.lego.com posted official pictures of the Fellowship and several villains. So you can see the 9 heroes from the first movie, as well as an Uruk-hai, Gollum, Ringwraith, some orcs, and it all looks really good. I mean, they're kind of low res, but so have the other previews, and this looks better than them. So they'll be released starting this summer, I'm hearing. Hasbro.com posted G.I. Joe Retaliation figures, guns, vehicles, and more, including 3 Comic-Con exclusives. Would you believe a Hiss tank painted to look like Shockwave from Transformers? How about somebody named Kim Arashikage is a Comic-Con exclusive. I might be pronouncing that wrong because I read it, I don't say it. Basically, it's Jinx. 9 figures, 9 vehicles with figures, 2 what I assume to be deluxe figures, 2 figure 3 packs, and a bunch of roleplay stuff was shown, and it all looks really good. If you are a G.I. Joe fan, I suggest running to your local TJ Maxx or Ross and seeing if they have any G.I. Joe first movie stuff, picking it up now because it's cheap, it's going to go up, and start checking eBay for the vehicles you missed while you save up for the new stuff, because it looks like it's going to be a modest collection of new items. But the new items look really good. The new Cobra Commander figure? Oh my god! The new Cobra figure? The Cobra Trooper? Wow! The new G.I. Joe Trooper? Yes! Roadblock? The Rock is Roadblock? It's like a great collection of figures, and it's not too many, and they all look really good. Kind of like late 1980s, early 1990s-ish, instead of last movies all, let's do everybody in black leather, which works for chicks, I have to say. No questions about that. No offense, ladies, but black leather's awesome. Guys, not so much. But on the chick, no complaints. But the blue Cobra Commander and the troopers and everything, I'm very, very happy. The new motorcycles, I could be happier. I don't like motorcycles much, but there's boats and tanks and all kinds of goodies, so that's really exciting. And there is a rumor going around from the UK that new Transformers Generations figures are coming as early as May, which is surprising, and the 3 names being bandied about are Fall of Cybertron, Jazz, Optimus Prime, and Shockwave. Don't know if it's true. Hope so. Sounds fun. I don't really need another Cybertronian Optimus Prime. I've got quite a few. But Jazz and Shockwave, not going to complain. And that's basically the long and short of it for this week. I don't know if we'll be here next week or not, but I'll try. I'll try to try. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. We have a new sale starting on Wednesday. The diecast sale ends Tuesday. Tell a friend, order something. When you check out, tell them Adam from the podcast says hi. And thanks again for listening.